Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for storms. High of 76, southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, chance of thunderstorms 43. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Police in central Kansas say a woman and a baby were not seriously hurt when a car drove into a pond over the weekend. The incident happened around 4:45 on Saturday in Great Bend. 911 callers said a vehicle left the roadway and was submerged in a pond. Officers and the fire department responded to find the driver and the infant passenger already out of the water. Police said a passerby had stopped to help them out of the pond. The woman and the baby did not have serious injuries, but they were transported to a local hospital as a precaution. Tax day, April 15th, is 1 week away. That's also the deadline for those who owe money on their returns to pay up. If you miss the deadline, you're looking at a 5% fee that is based on the taxes you may owe for any of those months that you are late. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
I'm Amanda with Communities and Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Two adults and three children died following a crash last Thursday in Hodgman County. In one car was 29-year-old Brianna Kaufman, 3-year-old Rayleigh, 7-year-old Ryder, and 5-year-old Riker. All four of them died in the accident. A GoFundMe has been started for the Kaufman family. The driver and the sole occupant of the other vehicle, 45-year-old Adam William Edwards of Garden City, also died in the crash. A GoFundMe has been started for the Edwards family. A Northwest Kansas middle school teacher has been arrested for alleged child sex crimes. According to the Thomas County Jail's website, 41-year-old Jason Ostmeyer was booked on Wednesday afternoon. Court records show he was charged Friday with 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, 2 counts of indecent liberties with a child, and 1 count of electronic solicitation of a child. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dane's carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Dane's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska DMV has announced that they have misprinted hundreds of different state driver's licenses and saying that many are not compliant with the Real ID certifications. As according to some individuals in the state, they say they went to renew their driver's license and saw in the top corner that it was not used for Real ID purposes.
I went through the process, received my license in the mail on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and noticed that there was something not normal in the corner. And their response on the phone was that it was due to my immigration status. So I was born in Pennsylvania, and that kind of threw me for a loop. So,
according to the Nebraska DMV, they did say that some carts were misprinted and that hundreds of customers who were at service centers in Omaha, Lincoln, and Fremont have likely been affected with the mistake. They say the misprints happened between March 9th and March 20th, and those who have renewed their licenses during that window may have to double-check their status. Mid-America Network News.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Toland and other dignitaries were at the Hollenburg Pony Express Station and State Historic Site northeast of Hanover Tuesday to announce Kansas' 13th Scenic Byway. The first designated since 2016, Kansas Pony Express Historic Byway extends from Doniphan County west to the Hollenburg Station in Washington County. Pony Express riders delivered a proclamation from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, and after signing the documents, they were in return sent back to Topeka. David Toland spoke of the history and the connection of the past with the future.
I love our state's history and what it means for us as Kansans, the spirit of Kansas. I love as well, though, when we can take our history and use it to build our future. And what we are doing today with this historic byway is leveraging an asset that we have in Kansas to bring more dollars into our state that we can use to invest in our roads, in our schools, in our kids, so that they can grow up and build their lives here in Kansas. And it can sometimes be tempting, I think, for any human being to think that the good old days were once upon a time, that they happened before us. And I believe very strongly that right now in Kansas, we are in the golden era of our state. We are building it right now, and that is done with people.
Bridget Jobe, director of Kansas Tourism, remarked on a special day.
Today we are here to celebrate something very, very special, the designation of Kansas's 13th official byway.
Patrick Zollner is executive director of the Kansas State Historical Society.
In 1860, the Pony Express set out to solve a problem: how to move information across the country faster than ever before. They didn't solve the problem by building something entirely new. They solved it by improving a system with shorter stops, better routes, faster handoffs. Delivery times dropped from nearly 25 days to 10. And that idea of improving how a system works, that really shaped the future and really shaped the mission of agencies like KDOT.
Calvin Reed, secretary of the Kansas Department of Transportation, spoke of connecting communities through the Byways program.
Whether it's economic development, whether it's history, all of these things are important to the fabric of who we are as Kansans, and we are working together to really help our people, help the people who are coming through our state understand what Kansas is, what Kansas is about, because we are about great things. We are a wonderful state full of wonderful people. Many of you here today, you guys are embedded in the history of Kansas, And what a wonderful day to celebrate the history of Kansas.
Finally, Kylie Bergstrom, Executive Director of Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact, recognized those volunteers who spent the past 4 years shepherding the Pony Express Historic Byway designation through state agencies. She noted that the route shaped our communities and will forever be a part of a shared story.
The existence of that historic mail route has helped shape each of our communities into what it is, what they are today. It is with that same hope that we hope the byway will influence the growth of our communities going forward.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Robert L. Evans, age 97, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Robert Evans. Raymond D. Ray Ohm, Sr., age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville Church of Christ. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ray Ohm, Sr.
For over 100 years, Wankland Oil has powered Northeast Kansas, and they're just getting started. Join them for a century-long celebration May 30th at their location in Winifred. Enjoy giveaways, food, and music from the Lazy Wayne Band. From reliable propane delivery to quality fuel, oil, and lubricants, Wankland Oil keeps your home, farm, and business running strong. Make the switch to Wankland Oil and don't miss their 100-year celebration May 30th in Winifred, because customers like you have trusted Wankland for a century and will for many years to come.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then some showers and thunderstorms are possible with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s, southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting up to 40. Showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then more showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still showers and thunderstorms likely into Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and showers and thunderstorms still continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, then showers and thunderstorms possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more showers likely throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92. The average low 37, the record low 14 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
April is often thought of as the month of rainbows. Do you know why? The answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 8th, the 98th day of the year. John Lennon's son Julian turned 63 years old, and Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record on this day in 1974. Rainbows can occur any time of the year, but they seem more common in April. Why is that? Most likely because the two ingredients needed for rainbows, rain and sun at the same time, occur more often this month. The springtime sun heats the ground. Pockets of warm air rise from the surface, bringing along evaporating moisture from the soil. That produces the sudden showers we are so familiar with in April. Add a little sunlight at the right angle, usually at a low angle behind your back, and you have instant rainbow. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check the forecast and find more weather facts at almanac.com.
When neighbors come together, good things happen. From cheering at local events to welcoming new businesses, Marysville shows the power of working as one. That's what One Marysville is all about, supporting our businesses, strengthening our community, and creating a place we're proud to call home. With events nearly every weekend, experiences you won't soon forget, and a community proud of its history, One Marysville is honored to be a part of Marysville's story. Find something new or see what others are saying about Marysville by visiting onemarysville.com. A town brimming with creativity, culture, and community, we're proud to call Marysville home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's not the end of the name. Chris Klieman at Kansas State University is the former Kansas State football head coach, retired last year back in November. However, he has announced this past week that he will be serving as a new consultant to the athletic department through the end of the year. The announcement came from the Manhattan Mercury, saying that the athletic director, Gene Taylor, has announced that Klieman will be serving as the advisor for him and head coach Colin Klein, as well as meeting with donors and a fundraising role for the university. Klieman made the announcement that he would be retiring at the end of last season's college football year. And Taylor says he's excited to have Klieman on through the rest of the year helping out with the athletic department, saying, quote, he'll come and practice occasionally, just observing and being there for Colin for any needs. Over in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are on the road as they're finishing up their three-game series against the Cleveland Guardians out in Ohio. That first pitch is a midday game today at 12:10 Central Time before heading back home tomorrow for an evening game against the White Sox.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, Kansas has announced that they have been awarded more than $74,000 in a new grant to help launch a new educational program dubbed as the Flight Forward Drone Discovery. As they say, the program will introduce students around the entire state of Kansas to the growing drone field through hands-on experiences, which they'll learn about flight principles, real-world applications, and careers in aviation and in transportation. They say it's part of the Hutchinson Science Museum's camp program that will include the new drone camp for summertime, as the grant funding comes from the Kansas Department of Transportation and their new innovative technology program. The Cosmosphere did partner with the Richardson Brothers Construction Company, a Hutchinson-based steel building construction firm, where they say the drone camp launches this summer for students in 9th through 12th grade and available for any student across the state of Kansas, as the 4- and 3-day night camp runs July 26th through the 29th, where the program will be focusing on improving safety, mobility, and access through the emerging technologies that include drones, artificial intelligence, and smart infrastructure.
High school baseball action Monday. Marysville took Nemahal Central 9-3. Valley Heights fell to Donovan West 4-2 and 4-3. Frankfort tripped Blue Valley 16-1 and 8-0. In softball action Monday, Valley Heights girls defeated Donovan West 5-1 and 4-0. Centralia won over Onega 14-11 and 13-12. Marysville High baseball and softball teams hosted Chapman Tuesday, along with a track meet at Valley Heights and golf at Washington County.
Discover a little bit of everything at the Marysville Mercantile, your one-stop shop for bulk goods, sweet candy, fresh bakery treats, and so much more. Browse new and used home decor, unique finds, and vintage pieces that bring charm and character to your home. Located at Highway 77 and Elm Street in Marysville, they're open Thursday and Friday from 8 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 8 to 4. Everyday shopping meets one-of-a-kind treasures at the Marysville Mercantile.
Landall Company employees make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every product they make. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be valued and rewarded with raises, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, and have an extensive benefit package, call Landall Company today at 562-5381 or apply online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Bring the hummingbirds into your spring garden with a planting of our native columbine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These North American native plants grow in full sun or partial shade in a wide range of well-draining soils. Plants growing in rich soils may develop weak stems and be short-lived, while those in sandy soils tend to be more compact and longer-lived. The spurs on the downward-facing yellow and red bell-shaped flowers are filled with nectar, perfect for hummingbirds and long-tongued pollinators. Plus, deer and rabbits tend to leave them be. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, columbines do recede readily, forming large colonies. Collect and replant extra seedlings or remove faded flowers to limit reseeding. Cut plants back to the ground as foliage declines to encourage fresh new growth. Plant columbines with other perennials in woodland, shade, rock, cottage, and naturalized gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Judson Welliver is just one of the famous folks from this small town. If you've not heard of Judson, he was the first of the folks to occupy a position that creates some important words delivered to the nation and the world. The story is next on The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Aledo, Illinois has a population of under 4,000 people, and there are many notable names that have roots here. Some of them you've heard of, and perhaps others you know for their work. As W.J. Albertson explains, country music is important in this town.
Susie Boggess was just inducted recently into the Grand Ole Opry, and of course, Grammy-nominated performer, long history of Aledo, you know, sweetheart of this community.
And more recently, Grammy-nominated country artist Margot Price hails from Aledo. The arts are represented in Aledo by more than musicians, though.
Gertrude Abercrombie lived here for a brief time as a child, but always returned here and painted about the landscapes in a surreal environment. Several of her paintings are in museums across the country. Her first million-dollar painting was just auctioned off.
And before Abercrombie, Doris Lee from Aledo was an equally famous artist whose works can be found in buildings and museums throughout the country. And then there's Aledo native Judson Welliver, who was a Midwestern journalist who eventually worked for the Washington Times, and then President Warren Harding.
The public didn't know there was such a thing as a speechwriter, so after Judson started doing this for, I think, two presidents of the era, so then future presidents all had a presidential speechwriter, and it was okay.
Welliver is considered to be the first presidential speechwriter, a secretive assignment at first, because the public thought the president himself should write his speeches. Famous musicians, artists, and first presidential speechwriter. Not a bad track record for the folks born or raised in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Aledo, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Moving a tree isn't as easy as rearranging the furniture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you follow the right procedure, the tree should recover well in its new location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Some trees outgrow their space and need to be moved to avoid tangling with things such as the side of the house and power lines. Extension agent Dennis Patton at Kansas State University says the best time to move a tree is when it's dormant in early spring before it starts to break bud. Very small trees with pencil-sized trunk diameters can be transplanted with bare roots. Larger trees need a proper-sized root ball. Patton says a good rule of thumb is to follow the nursery industry standard of a 1-inch to 10-inch ratio.
So in other words, if the trunk is an inch or so across or in diameter, maybe, a foot or so off the ground, then you need about 10 inches of root ball, 10 inches wide and 10 inches deep. So that's kind of the best guide for people to follow.
When digging, be sure to use a sharp spade so you can make a clean cut of the roots. It's easier on the tree if you plan ahead and start the process with a spade several months before moving it.
So, for instance, this summer, go in around the tree and just sever the root ball. So, in other words, slice down into the soil where the root ball is going to be, then let it grow all summer long, and then move it this fall or next spring. Because what you do at this point in time is help develop a little bit more fibrous root system. Where those roots were severed, they're going to branch out. So you have more roots up around the root ball. It's called root pruning.
If you don't want to do the work yourself, hire someone with a tree spade. This machine slices into the soil and digs out the tree with a cone-shaped root ball. When it's out of the ground, cover the root ball with a damp material like burlap to keep it moist until planting. Learn more about digging up and moving your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hello, Marysville. Community Healthcare System in Onega is excited to be joining your community. We're opening a new family medicine clinic this April, providing care for patients of all ages, right here, close to home. Our team is looking forward to getting to know you and caring for your family. The clinic will also offer convenient in-lab services, including blood draws and specimen collection, with additional testing coordinated as needed. We can't wait to meet you, Marysville. Community Healthcare System, Marysville Clinic. Care you can trust, close to home. Visit chcsks.org for more information.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Many people think generosity has to be big to make a difference, but often its real power is found in consistency. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. The late James Harrison of Australia was known as the man with the golden arm. For more than 60 years, he donated blood and plasma every 2 weeks, over 1,100 times, never missing an appointment and expecting nothing in return. Doctors estimate his faithful giving helped save the lives of 2.4 million babies. That's the power of steady generosity. In other words, we don't have to wait for the perfect time or a large amount. Small acts of generosity, practiced faithfully over time, can bless more lives than we can ever imagine. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Wow, prices are high for everything, and trying to get all the value for your money is top priority right now. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know it's important to get the best care at a great price. Our prices are economical. All amenities are included, such as tissues, briefs, toothbrushes, toothpaste. We have spacious rooms with private bathrooms. Our therapy department is not contracted, but our own staff. We have great outcomes in wounds, therapy, and return to home success. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Farming can be a strain on one's mental health. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A few years ago, there was this saying that was printed on bumper stickers and T-shirts. Don't complain about farmers with your mouth full. High food prices are not the farmers' fault. In fact, a lot of farmers are losing money on their operations because their production costs outpace their income. The stress can be tremendous, and it's a global problem. Fiona Corgan is a mental health training specialist in Ireland.
Society needs to see farmers as a very important sector of our society, providing a very important service. Go into your local grocery store. Everything on that shelves will be farm-related in some shape or another. And yet farmers are often seen as the poor relation when it comes to productivity in society. There are barriers then for farmers seeking help because of perception.
Corgan says it's the nature of many farmers to hold in that stress.
You can ask for help. Just break down that barrier. Say, I'm struggling here. I need help. And that might be make a phone call to a neighbour, or it could be from within the family. It's human for things not to go well all the time, but to think what it is I can control.
If you need crisis-level assistance with a mental health issue, pick up the phone and dial 988 as soon as possible. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross Bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling Bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The landscape of agriculture education in Southwest Kansas just got a major high-tech upgrade. This past Tuesday, Newman University officially pulled the curtain back on its brand-new smart mobile agriculture lab during a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Garden City. This isn't just a traveling classroom. It's a $1 million climate-controlled facility on wheels designed to bring the latest industry technology directly to students in the heart of the state's agricultural hub. At a time when precision and tech fluency are becoming mandatory for the next generation of producers, this lab is a significant stake in the ground for the region's future. What makes this mobile lab stand out is the sheer level of hands-on technology packed into the trailer. It features advanced drone piloting stations and high-fidelity tractor driving simulations, giving students a chance to master complex systems before they ever step foot in a real cab or flight field. The goal is to bridge the gap between classroom theory and true field experience, ensuring that when these students graduate, they are already proficient with the tools that are currently defining modern farming. It's a direct response to a region that has historically lacked centralized access to this kind of advanced training resource. The project was made possible through a collaboration involving Senator Jerry Moran, who has been a vocal advocate for expanding higher education access across the state. While the lab is a Newman University asset, it's designed to serve a broad network of partner schools. Starting this summer, this lab will begin making its rounds to several HEAR program partner institutions, including Garden City Community College, Dodge City Community College, and Seward County Community College. This regional approach ensures that students in Liberal or Dodge City have the same access to million-dollar technology as those on the main campus in Wichita. As the ag sector continues to grapple with high input costs and a tightening labor market for skilled technicians, having a localized training pipeline is a massive advantage. This lab essentially acts as a mobile incubator for the talent that will eventually manage our regional elevators, cooperatives, and large-scale operations. It's an exciting chapter for Southwest Kansas, and it's one we'll be watching closely as the lab hits the road this June.
Whoa, is that a new phone?
Yeah, I got it for a great price at PTCI.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Yo también.
Wow.
Only at PTCI, new and existing customers get select phones for only $99 for every line. Get the best phones on the best network. Contract buyouts available. Text or call 1-800-562-2556 or visit PTCI.net. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Call on Farm Bureau agents Bryce Leonard and Nate Welch in Washington.
A new biological soil test using DNA-based information. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Waypoint Analytical, a subsidiary of Nutrien Ag Solutions, operates independently to provide strategic soil testing with a focus on soil health through biology-based analysis. Dr. Lizzie French, soil biology manager at Waypoint Analytical, explains how this testing works and how it can benefit producers.
So I manage the soil biology team, so we've developed a new test for Waypoint Analytical that allows us to look at the biological aspect of soil health using DNA-based analysis. So we actually use the exact same soil that you'd use for your traditional soil test, so we'll continue to do your soil fertility testing, and then we extract the DNA from the microbes living in that soil, the DNA being the blueprint for life, and with that information, we can then answer the questions of what microbes are there, what are they able to do, and how many of them are there.
Dr. French says this can be a strategic technology for producers to use to really hone in on the needs of their soil.
We recommend that you follow with your soil biology test the same pattern that you would do for your soil fertility testing. So if you're on a two-year rotation or four-year rotation, that you would just add on that soil biology test on there, and that gives you a good look over the long term. One of the great things about soil biology testing is that it really unlocks a new dimension of the kinds of things that we can recommend with soil testing. You know, we can recommend soil health practices, but we can also start to look at those biological products and where those are going to fit within your operation based on soil biology tests.
Waypoint Analytical's primary lab is based in Champaign, Illinois, with 7 labs operating nationwide. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper Tires at a time.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. Producers are hopefully seeing green up in their plants. However, that might mean active season for more pests. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff explains how brown wheat mites can affect crops, describing when producers should go scout their fields and when a judgment call for treatment needs to be made.
Well, right now, in quite widespread activity of brown wheat mite in fields out here in western Kansas along the Colorado border, people have been treating for brown wheat mite. And this is a year where they're particularly notable and causing problems because brown wheat mite likes this droughty weather. They like it dry and they like it cool. So they're an early season wheat and triticale pest, and they benefit when it's dry. And the fact that we've had this dry weather kind of creeping all through the west and into central and even a little bit of eastern Kansas, this year the brown wheat mite is pretty widespread.
Zukoff says what producers should be mindful of when they scout their fields.
When you go out to a field that's infested, you will see active mites. Brown wheat mites are active during the day when it's sunny. They like it when it's warm and sunny, they're active. So if you're scouting, don't go early in the morning. Don't go in the evening when it's getting cold. They're going to be down at the ground level underneath the soil taking shelter. So get out there the middle of the day when it's warmest. And if they're present, you'll see them walking and crawling all over the wheat leaves. They're not shy. They'll come out on top of the wheat. So you'll be able to see little brown specks moving around. They are pretty skittish and they'll drop from the leaves. But when you walk into that field that looks stressed and you're starting to see those little brown mites moving around, that's indication you want to look a little closer, see how widespread it is in the field.
He discusses what to look for and when wheat farmers should make the right treatment decision.
Walk out into the field and they're really easy to see and the field's looking stressed and you can see mite damage. I would say you probably need to consider making a treatment, especially if we're about right now. We're kind of early in their cycle. They will naturally peak around mid-April, maybe towards the end of April, and start to naturally decline and then eventually go dormant by, early May. So If we're getting closer to that end of April, that's when you want to maybe second guess making a treatment option, depending on what's going on with the weather. A good hard rain can take care of them. But this early in their cycle, if you're seeing notable stress and damage from the mites and you're seeing mites, you probably want to make a treatment decision.
That was K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff on the impact that brown wheat mites can have on a wheat crop and what producers should look for to mitigate the situation. For more information on crops in Kansas, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving to our Wednesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have deep red numbers all across the board over here. For the seeds market, there is that little bit of green that is still hanging on, and they are mixed to slightly lower across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle found themselves back in the green momentarily, and they are still mostly in the green, while the hogs continue to hang out in the red. In the corn market, May corn down 3 cents at 446 even, and July down 3.5 at 456.5. Kansas City wheat for May down 14.5 at 593 even, and July down 13.75 at 609.25. In the oats market, May oats down 6 cents at 335.25, and July down 3.25 at 342 even. In the bean market, May beans up 2 cents at 1160.25, and July up 1.75 at 1176.25. Soybean meal for May up 50 cents to 312.30, and July up 90 cents at 312 even. Soybean oil for May down $1.99 at 67.73, and July down $1.89 at 67.51. In the canola market, May canola down $13.90 at 705.50, and July down $14 at 718.80. In the cotton market, May cotton up 37 cents at 71.68, and July up 3 cents at 73.57. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index down 101 at 98.66, and September down 99 cents at 98.48. The euro for June in the green up a penny to $1.17, and September up a penny as well, also at $1.17. The Japanese yen for June is in the green up to 63 cents. And September in the green as well at 63 cents, but it's pushing to 64. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, the Dow surges up to 1,200 points higher as U.S. Iran ceasefire sends oil prices tumbling, with the Dow Jones currently up 1,191 at 47,775, the S&P 500 up 157 points at 6,774, and the NASDAQ up 628 points at 22,646. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino Saturday, May 2nd. John Conley live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2024 Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups, both with the LTZ71 package and local one owner trades. They have a 2023 Silverado 1500 model pickup, 37,000 miles, a 2023 Buick Enclave, and a 2022 Chevy Equinox, in on trade as well at the Nordis Motor Company.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. Talk of a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran sent the major stock averages soaring this morning, with the Dow Jones rising over 1,000 points at approaching 48,000. The S&P was up 2%, the NASDAQ composite 2.5%. As stocks soared this morning, oil prices plunged on word the Strait of Hormuz may reopen. West Texas Intermediate crude futures fell 18% to $92.50 a barrel. They could take their hardest hit since April 27th of 2020. No luck yet for Ford and other automakers trying to convince the Trump administration to ease tariffs on imported aluminum. Two fires at a plant in upstate New York last year have cut U.S. supplies, forcing carmakers to import more aluminum. And high prices have cut into the bottom line at PepsiCo. Bloomberg says executives waited too long to act on sliding demand for snacks, so prices for Doritos and Cheetos, for example, have risen nearly 50% since 2021. Jim Ryan,